This moment in world history is unprecedented and dark. A permanent member of the UN Security Council unleashed a full-scale invasion of a sovereign UN member. Russian troops crossed the Ukrainian borders from the territory of Russia, Belarus, and the occupied parts of Ukraine, Donbas and Crimea. Russia simultaneously attacked and continues to attack Ukraine from the east, south, north, and by air. Russia launches horrific missile attacks on cities, attacks with aviation, tanks, and artillery, sends subversion and reconnaissance groups. Yesterday, Russia committed more war crimes by indiscriminately shelling cities of Kharkiv and Chernihiv with multiple imprecise Grad missiles, killing and wounding a large number of civilians. Russian warships deliberately attacked two civil vessels and seized another two in the Black Sea, which is a flagrant violation of international sea law. Nothing can justify missile shelling of residential buildings, kindergartens, orphanages, hospitals, and emergency vehicles, passenger buses, and millions of refugees fleeing the Russian fire. Last time my country experienced anything like this was in the years of Second World War, when it was attacked by Nazis. This aggression destroyed international peace and security. Russian indiscriminate attacks on civilian and critical infrastructure are war crimes and violations of the Rome Statute. Distinguished delegates, Russia aims to destroy the Ukrainian state, overthrow the Ukrainian government, and establish occupation control. Russia blatantly violates every single norm in the sphere of arms control and disarmament. Russia seems to have no limits in attempts to create false pretexts for more aggression, even possibly preparing some false flag operations, trying to create chemical, biological, and nuclear hazards in Ukraine. The aim is to persuade the international community that Russia is right and Ukraine is to blame. Russia has destroyed international security system on the European continent that emerged after World War II by violating all key disarmament treaties. Euro-Atlantic and global security architecture are at stake. Distinguished delegates, Russian aggression is a global threat. Therefore, the response to it must be global. The United Nations, its organs and subsidiary bodies, including the Conference on Disarmament, must take strong and unambiguous action. Pretending now that the UN and disarmament bodies and mechanisms can work as if nothing had happened would be simply immoral. Priority should be given to stopping Russian assault and murder of the citizens of Ukraine. According to paragraph 8 of the Rules of Procedures, Ukraine called to convene a special session of the Conference on Disarmament. Its main issue is Russia and its armed aggression against Ukraine. Biological, chemical, and nuclear threats of such aggression can be comprehensively considered. Specific actions to address this unprecedented security challenge can be elaborated. We call upon all member states to support such action. Madam President, distinguished delegates, the future of global security is being determined right now in Ukraine. If Russia's severe violations of international law and order remain unpunished, no country in the world could feel safe anymore. As a famous quote goes, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good to do nothing." We therefore count on a strong, coordinated, and proper reaction by the international community to the barbaric atrocities by Russia in Ukraine. We cannot afford to stay complacent as we see Russia heavily bombing Ukrainian cities and villages, trying to capture our capital. Ukraine defeated the greatest evil of the 20th century and will defeat the greatest one of the 21st century. And this is not an exaggeration. We can do it together with the support of the international community. This is a people's war for Ukraine, and Ukraine will not fall. Ukraine will fight on the front lines and diplomatically to secure military support and economic sanctions against the aggressor. We will also fight for justice in international courts to hold the aggressor accountable. Together, and only together, we can stop Putin's war. I thank you.